ERIN, a local nonprofit, is hopeful its newest chapter will help residents shift their mindsets about trees and how they help the community. Tree Trust member Nicola Galitz said the nonprofit was inspired to create a chapter in Erin after a couple of residents reached out with questions about how to preserve older trees in their area. Tree Trust is a nonprofit registered charity committed to identifying and preserving mature trees in Ontario, keeping carbon in the roots, trunk, and branches. In general, right now we see a lot of people involved in tree planting, which is great, but at the same time, sometimes it gets forgotten that we also need to take care of the trees that are still standing, said Galitz. Those elder trees can sequester the same amount of carbon as 300 baby trees. The goal of the chapter? Start a movement showing residents that community trees are irreplaceable living things essential to our survival. We've noticed in other communities that some changes are happening and folks at different levels are starting to think differently about trees, and in some scenarios, not removing trees that would have previously been taken down, said Galitz. The new chapter is set to launch at its inaugural event on May 24, when a conservation arborist will prune a 100-year-old sugar maple tree in an area between the post office and the All Saints Anglican Church. There will also be a tree planting demonstration where the first 80 attendees will receive free saplings, since a lot of folks don't know the nitty-gritty of how to properly plant a tree. Following that, Galitz said a forester will conduct a woodlot tour to teach community members the importance of ongoing woodlot management. Development across the board often treats trees like they are replaceable, like if we take one down, we'll just plant two. Well, that's not actually true if that tree's been there for 200 years, said Galitz. Seeing them as living beings, it often makes us more hesitant to want to cut them down. In response to people who say working on one tree isn't enough, Galitz said it only takes saving one to start a movement. Like any movement, these things take time. We can't expect the moon out of it, said Galitz. This is Tree Trust's third chapter in Wellington County. Two are already established in Mount Forest and Centre Wellington. For more information about the upcoming event or to get involved with the chapter, Galitz said to reach out to cw@treetrust.ca. The group is currently looking for more members and a chapter lead. Isabel Buckmaster is the local Journalism Initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.